Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Howdy, y'all. It's Annie Marie here from Percent Compatibility. I'm your genie, but within reason. Yay! Okay, guys, what are we talking about today, guys? We are talking about resisting true love and big problems with dating and relationships. So, there's a big problem with resisting true love because I think a lot of people have given up on love. They don't think it's possible. They don't think it could be real. And so then people get scared when they encounter these feelings and unexpected feelings, because they could just come out of nowhere like that, where you're just like, what in the world? And you got these feelings and you never felt them before. And, you know, and then sometimes we settle for relationships that are just okay, or it's just safe. And then when you're hit by a truck by somebody that you really feel loving feelings for, you're like, I don't know what to do. You know, you get freaked out, you run away, you shut down, and you just ignore it, which isn't really solving anything, because that just leads to dissatisfaction, which the genie's all about. Don't accept dissatisfaction, because everybody deserves a chance to find love and have fulfillment no matter what background you come from. Okay? That's what I believe. So, let's talk about a couple of things. So I want to talk about first a little bit of problems with dating. So I talk about this a lot in my videos. I'm just going to get a little bit more in some specifics. So the point number one is impatience. Okay. Impatience is huge. We have a problem with impatience in our society, probably globally, you know, where this can relate to loneliness, feeling impatient because you're lonely, which we all feel lonely. But that doesn't mean you have to rush into relationships, because that might not even last, right? And then there's thinking with their hormones and all those things. And then because you're thinking with your hormones, that can lead to pushing relationships and forcing relationships, which is not really good either, right? And we can push relationships when we're not mature. And then there's also the generational family comparison, which leads to getting sucked into a relationship that doesn't really fit. Because of generational or family pressure and things like that, and comparison, things like that. So that's not good. This also connects to unintentional instant gratification and unintentional entitlement. I think sometimes what happens is sometimes we have a problem in our society where we think I'm entitled to a relationship because of this, you know, or, you know, I'm going to force it. So I'm entitled to this. And that kind of leads to settling a little bit. Sometimes I believe that the intention of the words "don't settle" is good overall, but the image that it gives by not settling can kind of come across a little bit obnoxious and entitled. I was just talking about this with a client of mine, actually. I was like, yeah, it was actually, you make a good point. Like, we say don't settle, but the intention is good to not settle. It's not necessarily bad, depending on what your beliefs are, but it can come across a little bit entitled and obnoxious. So I think we should be a little bit be careful of that, because I'm all about humble self-love. It's okay to love yourself, but I think it's very important to also be humble, because sometimes loving ourselves too much can come across a little bit cocky and a little bit overly confident, and that can just look obnoxious, and that doesn't necessarily attract the best relationships and friendships, right? If we're loving ourselves and a little bit overly confident, you know what I mean? One of my friends, if he's watching this, I love ya. Okay, I'm not gonna say who it is. One of my guy friends came to one of my mixers, and he was like kind of complaining about how he didn't, you know, he's like, well, people expect to meet somebody when they come to a social event and things like that. You know, and I told him, well, let's keep things in perspective, okay? That's from instant gratification. And my mentor kind of called me out on this one time. Because as millennials and young folks or whatever, especially millennials and youngers, we have a problem with instant gratification. I am definitely guilty of it. Now, my mentor tells me that it, but in my case, it's not like I'm not willing to do the work. I'm willing to do the work. I'm very highly aware that I have sometimes a little bit of instant gratification, a little bit, but I'm willing to do the work. Like, I work hard for what I want. I realize that things don't always come easy, and sometimes that can be frustrating in an instant gratification society. So I think we should be careful. I'm going to elaborate this in another video because there's just so many dynamics to it. I can go on a tangent about that. But I think we should be really careful. Like, but I told my guy friend, I said, well, I want to meet my husband too, you know, but it's not just going to magically happen after one event. You know, you can't assume that you're going to meet your husband and the love of your life, or, you know, your partner, even if you don't believe in marriage, you know, your long life partner that you want to share your life with, you know, at one event. That's just not realistic. That's called an unrealistic expectation. I think we should be very careful with that. And that can also result with online dating too, with instant gratification sometimes. Although I do agree, you know, I'm passionate about reducing loneliness, and I think that it's ridiculous that someone has to wait years and years and years until they find the love of their life. You know, one of my gal friends is one of my best friends, is one of the most amazing women I know. And she's such a wonderful person. She's Jamaican, she's warm and fuzzy, and she deserves to find love. And she's like hitting her 40s and 50s, and we've talked about this openly, about dating relationships in her past and my past. And, you know, she would love to find a partner. And for her, she's just had bad luck. She's just had bad luck and just frustrated. And I think that it's ridiculous that this problem happens in our society. So that's why I'm super passionate about what I do and why I do it. Because I believe that loneliness is an injustice. I don't believe that loneliness is justified. I think that it's very unfair that people have to be lonely. Also, if you're like, you know, sometimes if you're a very unique person, you can be very lonely. You know, one of my guy friends was opening up to me about what he has gone through in his life, and he just opened up to me about something personal. And he's like, I'm telling you this because I've known you for such a long time and I trust you, you know. And I said, well, I'm glad you told me. And I said, I'm still going to love you either way. You're still my friend and you're a wonderful person. That's all I care about, you know. I'm still your friend 110%, you know. So no matter what you're going through, I'm always going to be there for you, okay? So, but the point is I think that loneliness is an injustice, and I think that it's not fair for anybody to be lonely. Because I've been there. I understand how that feels, you know. Everyone feels lonely at times, and that's okay. And it depends on where you come from and all those, so many variables, you know what I mean? Another problem that we have is rushing into serious commitment. I'm sometimes a little bit worried about this in our society. We have to analyze why things are the way that they are, you know. America has a super high divorce rate, you know. A lot of people go through really bad breakups. I am very fortunate and super grateful that I have a very good relationship with my ex that I was with 8 years with. In the beginning, it was really hard to have that conversation of separating and splitting and, you know, accepting the reality that we're not meant to be. But, you know, he's still a very dear friend of mine. We highly respect each other. We check up on each other, you know. And sometimes you just grow apart, even if you're together, you know, a little older, you know, depending on, you know, your situation. Another problem that we have is sometimes women chase too much. I'm a little concerned about this sometimes. Not that I'm not, you know, pro women's rights, or, you know, that I'm like, you know, against women expressing themselves towards guys, because I think sometimes shy guys need a little push. Because I have a shy guy friend of mine, and I don't know if he's ever asked anyone out. But he told me he doesn't have to ask anyone out because they ask him out. But he's a good guy, though, for the most part. But sometimes he was telling me, like, as a shy guy, it's hard. It's a lot harder. And I'm like, my personality is like 40% introvert. So I have my shy parts of my personality, to be honest with you. I do get a little bit shyer with dating. I mean, I'm still chatty, but I do get a little shyer. So I get it. But my concern with sometimes with women chasing men is that sometimes men don't fight for what they want, when, you know, there could be 10 women asking a good looking guy out. But that's not really who they really want. They want this other girl that's not asking them out, but then they won't fight for the one that they want. That's kind of a problem in our society, and I get a little bit worried about this, because then guys settle for, you know, a good-looking, great guy could settle for something that's just okay, because the women chase after him. And also, I think sometimes when you have so many women chasing after a guy, that guy could get confused, not knowing who to choose, because there's just so many women swarming him, and then he's like, oh my god, I'm so confused, I don't know what to do, you know. When deep down, they're not listening to what their heart's telling them. When, you know, sometimes we have to listen to what our head and our heart's telling us. Sometimes, like, things get so confused with hormones and things like that. So I worry about this a little bit in the future, because that could still end up to, that could still lead to a massive, horrible breakup and horrible divorce, because you could have a great girl that chased after you, okay, but then that's not really who you want in your heart. You know what I mean? And then you're just settling for it, and then later, you know, a year, 6 months, a year, 2 years down the road, then you confess to her, I'm sorry, I'm in love with someone else, and I just never fought for her, or something like that, or I just realized this is not what I want, you know what I'm saying? And then you hurt her, and then you hurt yourself, and then you hurt that future love of your life. So that's a problem that I worry about, because I've noticed this a lot. So, and I have a guy friend of mine that was chased by a gal, and he ended up getting pregnant, and now he's stuck. And so I hope it all works out. Now, if it genuinely all works out, then it'll be great, you know. But I told him sometimes I worry about those things, because, you know, guys get excited and their ego boosts, you know what I mean? But not fighting for what you want seems a bit lazy and not fulfilling to me. I told my guy friends, I really don't want to chase after a guy. I find that to be incredibly degrading, and I just don't want to stoop to that level of chasing after a guy. I just feel awkward. I feel really awkward. Now, it's one thing if it's mutual. Like, if I express a little bit, it's cool, you know. Like, if I express a little bit, like, I like, I've confessed feelings to a guy friend before. You know, and it depends on your definition of what chasing is, you know. I just expressed, you know, this is how I feel, and, you know, didn't really plan on feeling this way. It just happened, you know. And so that's how I approached it. It depends on how you're chasing, if it's aggressive or not aggressive and things like that. But yeah, I told my guy friends this, and they were like, yeah, I agree with you. Because I told them, I just feel like I'm losing respect for myself. If I'm like chasing after a guy constantly, I just feel like I'm losing self-respect and my own value. And I just feel weird. I just feel strange. Now, if it's mutual, that's totally different. You know, like, I think chasing should be mutual. You should have both, dependent. Now, it does depend on the situation. Sometimes guys screw up, and then they have to make it up to the girl, and then they have to prove themselves. That's a little bit different situation, you know what I mean? So yeah, that I worry about that in this current dating status of 2020. So why do we resist true love, guys? Point number one, we're thinking way too much with our head instead of thinking with our heart and our head. That's that reason. So we need to fuse the two. Essentially, I think the reason why we have a high divorce rate and why Americans are unhappy in the first place, a contributing factor, is, like I said, please do watch my video on taking off the blinders and why it's important to date, is that people don't know what they want, and they don't know what's good for them, and they don't know what they need. So therefore, people don't fight for what they want, and then they just settle for what's okay. And personally, I want better than okay. And I believe that everyone deserves better than just okay. You know what I mean? And then also, you could be in a relationship with someone, and then you're hit with someone that you actually have these butterflies and you feel love for them, and you're like, dang, I never felt this way before, and now I feel like an idiot because I'm with someone else, and I could, you know, I have to hurt her in order to go after the love of my life, and I don't want to hurt that person because they're a good person, you know. You know, it's happened to all of us at some point, you know, I'm sure. It's a very difficult situation. I believe that relationships don't have to be difficult, but we choose to make it harder than necessary. That's my philosophy anyways. And then with resisting true love, you get confused and then you get overwhelmed with these emotions because you've just never felt so strongly about this person before. And then you just run away and you're like, but that doesn't solve anything because that just leads to more unhappiness. You know what I mean? So again, it's about fighting for what you want, you know? And let me tell you about, so in my case, to be honest, when I got towards the ending of my 8-year relationship, it was really hard for me, and it was hard because I was looking at this person, and I thought to myself, he's such a nice person, he's such a great person. But there was something in the pit of my stomach that just didn't feel right. I couldn't explain it. It's just I felt like I was meant to be with someone else. And it's a really hard thing to come to grasp with, especially when you're with a great person. And we've been very open about this with each other. And I told him, I want you to be happy. And he's a great guy. He deserves to be happy. He genuinely deserves to be happy. And I want him to be happy. And I'll be at his wedding, if he wants it. And we tell each other we want to be happy. We want each other to be happy in the next relationship that we're in. But I couldn't explain it. There was something in the pit of my stomach that just didn't feel right. You know what I mean? And it's not fair for him, for me to stay in a relationship with him when I'm feeling like I'm supposed to be with someone else. So I encourage everyone to kind of think those things in perspective, you know what I mean? Because I think that it's hard to find the love of your life when you're with someone else. Because you're just not available, you know what I mean? Or you're emotionally closed off and things like that, you know? But yeah, I mean, in my case, I want true love to be like my adventure partner. Hey, I want my husband to be like, okay, let's talk deep when necessary and like, let's go have fun. Let's joke around and be silly and like, touch each other's faces and make funny noises, and say, hey, sweetie, do you want to go to Denmark? Yeah, let's go to Denmark right now, Just that's the kind of love that I want. Something that's really fun and meaningful and laid back and easy. I can't stand drama. I can't stand drama. I don't want to deal with drama. Yeah. So I'm just like off of the drama. But that's for me. Now, one of my best friends really wants family, so I encourage her, if that's really what you want, then that's cool. I just don't want you to rush it, that's why I tell her. So that's all I got for you for my ramble right now. I hope this video wasn't too long for you. I hope this video helps you, and you got some insight. You can learn some things about my perspective and life experience on why we resist love and problems in dating relationships and how we can like help our awareness and help ourselves, right? And don't accept dissatisfaction. Don't accept unhealthy things. Don't accept abusive things. Just if I can get better, you can get better. And I believe everyone deserves a chance to improve their life because people follow what they know. And sometimes when you follow what you know, it's not always good for you. And that's okay. That's okay to realize that. You know what I mean? Self-improvement is a continuous work in progress. We all have our weaknesses, but once you escalate your vibration of de-escalating those weaknesses to a massive low, then, there's no perfection, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm never going to be great at science. That's just who I am. Creativity is my area, but I think other people can, be just as much in their awareness as I'm trying to be, okay? And just ignore negative energies. I've had a lot of people not believe in me in my life, and I just got to be a point where, screw it. It's my life. I want to be happy. I deserve happiness. I'm going after what I want. I'm not confused about what I want. I'm not indecisive about what I want. I want what I want, and I'm going after it, and I'm willing to fight for it. And I believe everyone should do that as well. I encourage and inspire everyone to think this way. And if you have the guts to look me straight in the eye and tell me that staying stuck is all that you deserve, I'm going to give you a hug full of compassion. You're going to like it. Alrighty. So I genuinely mean that. I'm just kind of a silly person. So okie dokie. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment below. I appreciate you so, so much. Please share this video if you have a chance. I'm looking my tail off for you guys. I'm looking up grants and business stuff. It's like kind of like a headache. But I love what I do. Even though I'm tired from my obstacles, I love what I do. And when it comes to my business, I'm not tired. I just have to try to figure out the stuff, and it's a little bit of a headache. But I'm trying to build connections with people that can help me out, that are giving me advice and things like that. All right, guys, stay safe in this pandemic. Stay safe in this pandemic. Also driving, please be safe. One of my best friends just got in a car accident and I was freaked out, but thanks to God. So far as I know, she has no broken bones. She's in recovery from a traumatic car accident. So please be careful with driving. There's some more drivers out there. And be careful with your mental health. Increase your self-awareness. I believe in you. If you can get better, I can get better, right? Like, multiple hugs a day keeps Quinkin his way. And I'm here for you. I'm there for you. Alrighty, and sayonara and peace out. Okay.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.